I told you this was not going to work. When Caitlin Collins, when Caitlin Collins accepted this promotion or maybe a demotion to primetime on CNN last summer, I told you this was never going to work. For starters, when you are hosting a show in primetime cable news, you gotta have personality. You gotta have charisma. Katie Rue has neither. I have been covering Katie Rue for about 2 years now. I don't think I've ever seen her smile. She is a charisma vacuum. She removes all energy from the room. Now, that makes her a favorite of believers in climate change, also known as changing seasons. Those believers, they like anyone who keeps energy usage down. This time last year, I thought Caitlin Collins was in the perfect position. She was exactly where you want to be as a young woman in cable news. Caitlin Collins, she was viewed as a rising star. A rising star. Former CNN president Chris Licht, the bongo licker, you guys remember him. He had Rue convinced that she was the next big thing in cable news. Problem was, Caitlin Collins, she believed it. She bought into this fantasy that she was conquering the industry of cable news. I'm going to be bigger than Lizzo. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. When you're being discussed as a rising star, you start receiving opportunities that you didn't receive in the past. But just because you are receiving these opportunities, it doesn't make them the right opportunities. For example, if you're a rising star in cable news and you're presented with an opportunity to host a primetime show at CNN, your response should be obvious. Fuck off. Unfortunately for Ruru, she allowed herself to be blinded by the illusion of light at a network filled with darkness. Caitlin Collins accepted the opportunity provided by Chris Licht. Ironically enough, he was immediately fired. Partially because he invited Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad! He invited Donald Trump to participate in a CNN town hall hosted by Caitlin Collins. Now, this angered the dozens of wanker spankers who still watch CNN. Perhaps the bongo licker was also fired for being dumb enough to think that Caitlin Collins could be CNN's savior in prime time. I'm browsing through my news feed earlier this morning, and I see this interesting headline from OK Magazine. CNN ratings panic revealed Caitlin Collins' primetime show tanking in the ratings. Yeah. Yeah, no shit. I don't know if tanking is the right word here. In order for something to tank, it first has to be successful. In terms of drawing ratings, Katie Rue has never succeeded. She has been a consistent, huge, embarrassing failure. They put her on CNN This Morning, where she was hired to be the assistant to Donnie and his Lemons. For some reason, Rue thought that she was the star of the show. As a result, no one watched. CNN demotes her to prime time, where for the past 9 months, ratings have been so low that the only thing that she competes with on national television are pretend basketball games in the WNBA dump. My inside sources. They were able to capture Wolf Blitzer. Woof, woof. They were able to capture Wolf Blitzer's response when he saw the recent ratings for Katie Rue in primetime on CNN. Watch it for yourself.
Supreme Court found he should be. Congress might act in the meantime to exercise our two-thirds authority to remove the disability.
Poor Wolf. It looked like he was about to barf. One of my Yorkies, she had a similar expression on her face last week. Let her out in the backyard and she started eating grass to settle her stomach. I would encourage the Wolf to do the same. Worked out for Chewy, probably would work out for Wolfie too. Last summer, when Katie Rue Collins debuted in primetime on CNN, she drew 540,000 viewers. 540,000 in her debut. Now, obviously, that put her in last place for the night. She found her seat on the Bruce caboose, and she's been riding it ever since. Now, you gotta remember, CNN heavily promoted the debut of Rue in primetime. Chris Licht presented Caitlin Collins as the hero. I can be your hero, baby. They featured Caitlin Collins on the biggest platform that CNN had seen in years. She was given the task of moderating the town hall with the Trumper. Now, this should have been a clear sign that Rue was not ready for prime time. This should have been a clear sign that Rue was too inexperienced. Because Caitlin Collins was absolutely humiliated by the Trumper. Even though Rue debuted like a wet fart in a five-star restaurant, there wasn't too much concern at the time at CNN. It does take time for someone to build an audience. It's not like Caitlin Collins had a great lead-in. It's not like she is working with heavy hitters at CNN. Biggest star at the network, Andy Cooper, he's polishing his resume. He's getting ready to look for another job because he's afraid his ass is about to get fired. Who else is on in prime time at CNN? Does anyone know? No, I think one of the hosts is named Laura the Coat Hanger. Her ratings are atrocious. Last week, the lovely Laura, she drew 280,000 viewers. My God! If her ratings got any lower, she's going to be competing with Chris Cuomo in News Nation. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! In all fairness to Caitlin Collins, it's not like she is being set up for success at CNN, which is the reason I said last spring it was a mistake to take this job. They could put Joe Rogan on this network. He wouldn't draw a million viewers in prime time. They tried Bill Maher. Failure. They are trying Charles Barkley right now. Failure. What the hell made anyone think that Caitlin Collins was going to be a draw? Last week, things went from bad to worse for Katie Rue. At this point, she has been given 9 months to grow the audience, and it's not like she's being asked to grow from a million to a million and a half viewers. CNN, they're not asking for much. All Rue is being asked to do is grow from nothing to almost nothing. Shit, just pay two or three dozen people to watch and your ratings would increase by double digits. Instead, Caitlin Collins is trending in the opposite direction. Friday night, she drew 526,000 viewers. Towards the end of last year, Katie Rue was averaging around 630,000. Now, that number's got awful, but at least it was an improvement over her abysmal debut. By January, her audience had shrunk to 602,000. Last month, 607,000. So far in March, Caitlin Collins is only averaging 564,000 viewers in prime time. Awful! It's just awful. Now, you gotta remember, this is during an election year. This is the busiest time for cable news. Rue is failing to draw an audience during the middle of the primaries, during the State of the Union. Her ratings have declined to the point where she is now being beaten by shows on CNN that air during the middle of the day. Have you guys ever heard of Dana Bash? Yeah, me either. Whoever the hell she is, or maybe he is, with a name like Dana, you'd never know. Dana is what deacons at Woke United Methodists like to call a gender-neutral name. So just to be safe, I guess we should use they-them pronouns when referring to Dana. They host a show called Insider Politics, airs at noon every day on CNN. Dana Bash is outdrawing Caitlin Collins in prime time by 100,000 viewers. Now, on the surface, you would think Caitlin Collins would be an easy success in primetime cable news. She's young, she's a beautiful woman, easy on the eyes. It's not like CNN is putting Rachel Levine or someone like the Lizzo on in primetime. At minimum, you would think Caitlin Collins would have 700,000 lonely men watching her every night on mute. Beauty aside, though, Caitlin Collins is also a very smart woman. She started her career at the Daily Caller, which was founded by Tucker Carlson. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I think Caitlin Collins might have grown up as a conservative. To be honest with you, I think she could still be a conservative. But you can't be a normal person while collecting millions in woke welfare from CNN. So maybe, just maybe, Caitlin Collins is pretending to have a case of stage 4 OMB. Maybe she is pretending to be a doofus, which leads to a complete lack of authenticity. And when you're not being real with your audience, people are not going to watch. That's just my own personal theory. But let me give you an example of the type of hard-hitting, entertaining journalism you can expect to receive from Caitlin Collins. Monday night, she does an interview with Brian Butler. Casey, who in the hell's Brian Butler? As you're about to see, he looks like the donut diva Brian Stelter. Bald head, he's got the double chin, his face looks like a cream-filled donut. If I didn't know any better, I would assume that Brian Stelter changed his last name to Butler trying to get another job at CNN cleaning floors and prepping lunch in the cafeteria. Maybe he'll change his name to Jeffrey and emulate the butler from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But anyway, Katie Rue, she is interviewing the butler. He is a former staffer of Donald Trump, who turned against his former boss in the name of saving democracy. In this clip, Caitlin Collins, she is playing the role of serious journalist, interviewing someone that no one gives a shit about. Listen to the first question that she asked the wannabe donut diva.
View Trump as a national security risk?
I personally would just say I just don't believe that he should be a presidential candidate at this time. I think it's time to move on.
Does it concern you that, I mean, he very
I think
well
it should
be.
Concern, yeah, absolutely. I think we can do better.
Is it any wonder why people aren't watching this garbage? Caitlin Collins, you really expect me to believe that Donald Trump is a risk to national security? Have you seen who's living in the White House? We have a guy who can't operate a tricycle with access to nuclear codes. This is the lack of authenticity that I'm talking about. Caitlin Collins is no dummy. She knows that Donald Trump isn't a threat to national security, just like she knows that Donald Trump isn't a threat to democracy. Caitlin Collins is simply doing her job. She is paid to further the narrative that Trump is a dangerous dictator that shouldn't be running for president. These people in cable news, they are glorified actors. They're paid to play a part. They are paid to read a script. Did you guys hear about what happened to that 15-year-old girl in St. Louis? She was fighting another girl and she had her head slammed into the pavement 3, 4, maybe 5 times. Kids in critical condition happened last weekend, but the kid is still in critical condition fighting for her life. If it wasn't for Twitter, I would have never heard about that story. Why? Because the mainstream media refuses to cover it. Go look it up for yourself. It's not going to take you very long to figure out why the media is choosing to ignore the story. Now, if roles were reversed and a white girl did the same thing to a young black girl, it would be headline news throughout the media. I don't know the details of Caitlin Collins' contract. What I do know, CNN is looking to clean house. Later this year, there will be massive changes at the network. Do not be surprised if Caitlin Collins is one of those changes. And by changes, I mean she's no longer airing in prime time. But give me your thoughts. Caitlin Collins sees her ratings go from bad to worse. In the middle of an election year, Katie Rue can't draw flies to a fresh turd. Is her primetime career at CNN on life support? Why do you think Caitlin Collins is struggling to draw an audience? Is it because she's at CNN where no one draws ratings, or is it because Katie Rue lacks the personality to be a draw on primetime cable news? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.